Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I can't even believe that I would wear them out. It's just a shock. They looked good on my butt, though, so I was just willing to do just about anything for the butt.
Welcome to Ladies First with Laura Brown. I'm Laura Brown, editor-in-chief of InStyle magazine, and each week I usually talk to a legendary lady about what she does, how she does it, and what we can learn from her. But to round off our very first season and to round off this year, let's dive back into some of my favorite conversations of the year about fashion. And specifically, the first big fashion splurge my guests ever made. Let's start by dropping into my conversation with one of the OG supermodels, Chrissy Turlington Burns.
I think my first fashion splurge was so random, but it was a Bulgari watch. I don't know why. It made absolutely no sense, but there were constantly things that I had to wear for shoots. And I started to be like, oh, I appreciate this timepiece. I haven't worn a watch in 25 years, meanwhile. But that was something really like, and I still have it.
I still have it. So you want that watch? Yes.
That watch. And then...
Most precious.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'm not super attached to stuff. I always joke with my daughter, like, when I'm dead, you can have this. And I don't even need to wait till then because now she starts to, like, she can wear all of it. But there's nothing, you know, I was like, oh, do I let her wear it? Because we used to destroy all of my mom's things when we started to borrow them. But yeah. I don't even care because, honestly, I can't wear most of it anymore. So let her live. That's what she used to say to me. Let me live. So I'm going to let her live in all of my stuff.
In your Versace? How much Versace do you have?
I have a fair amount of Versace. I have a lot of Chanel. I got a lot of Chanel, Laura. Oh. You know how generous Carl was and like...
Oh my gosh.
You know, and just like we shot together a lot and... But everything was so short.
Oh, little tiny minis. Did you get good jackets though?
Jackets. Oh my God. I have jackets. I have boots. I have like motorcycle boots. I mean, I got some good stuff. I got some good jewelry, Chanel jewelry. And I used to wear some of it. Like... That's the other thing. Not that it's not gorgeous, but it just so is not me.
Well, it's just very fashion.
Yeah.
But that's okay if you're up for it. You know what I mean? But like just to be like, I know he gave me an iPhone once and all this was a jacket. And I know it was really.
He's always like, if you look at something, if you would look at a book on a shelf in his house, take it. I like to be like that, actually. I will give a thing like that because I think it's a really lovely thing to do.
Christy, I really like your apartment.
I have to ask my roommates.
The hotsy-totsy Emily Ratajkowski explained her ideas of what constitutes a fashion splurge changed radically when she found out she was going to be a mom.
First fashion splurge, I'm a little ashamed to say, was for an event. I didn't like have a stylist or anything yet. And I was going to a fancy party in New York and I went and bought an Herve Leger black dress. And actually, you know, I wore Herve Leger last year and I loved it. So not shit talking, but it was quite expensive. And it was like the Band-Aid-y dress. And I remember being like, I can't believe I'm buying this like $800. It wasn't even, you know, so crazy compared to what other things are, but it like blew my mind. But you know, it did the trick. It was black. Thank God. Thank God it wasn't like baby blue or pink or something. And then recent splurge. God, you know, I haven't really been spending much money on myself, except for, you know, baby stuff.
Or home stuff. Because, I mean, you're really, you know the term house proud? Like, it's a very British term, but it's like you really like to take care of your home, furniture, art, whatever. So what have you been doing with the house?
Our nursery is going to be space themed. But I did buy a very cool, like, space rug through the nursery.
Can you please come and do my house in the same theme?
You know what I might splurge on soon is like a good, cool rocking chair because a lot of the like rocking chairs are just not that cool. They just are kind of ugly. And I'm buying a chair that I'll probably keep for a while. So I'm trying to find a cool one on like First Dibs or I don't know, something. So we'll see what I end up with. It's got to be cool, but it's also to be comfortable.
And when you do get that magnificent rocking chair, please model bikinis for an Amarato on it so we can have like a mixed message. Like, I might one day I'll be old in this, but now.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably be nursing in it. So.
Yeah. No, I know that, but I'm saying you keep it because you get old and then you'll go on your little veranda and you'll shell peas.
Yeah, exactly. That's my plan.
My very funny and chic friend, Sarah Paulson, is known for her incredible style on the red carpet, but some of her past fashion picks, listen up.
I did buy the Oxblood Balenciaga bag that was a biggie. It was not the little crescent guy. It wasn't that. No, that was a Fendi baguette. Whatever that little...
Had the fringes on it, though?
I had the fringe. Yes, it did. And it was like Oxblood, and it was amazing. And I carried that bag till it just about split at the seams.
Did you prance about with it?
Oh, yes, in my Juicy Couture pink terry cloth sweatpants that, you know, I can't even believe that I would wear them out. It's just a shock. They looked good on my butt, though, so I was just willing to do just about anything for the butt.
I think I remember this because we were doing picture research for you and Amanda for that Q&A you did with each other.
Yes, there's a picture of us walking down the street. That's correct.
And I kept sending them to you just randomly during the day.
That's correct.
And that's you're right. Welcome.
That's right.
Most recent fashion splurge or hot fashion look?
I bought a pair. Well, I mean, I think it accounts. I bought a pair of Irene Neuwirth earrings that are little huggies with diamond engraved. They're horses. They're one of a kind. They're little horse heads. Sounds creepy, but it's not. They're diamonds in the shape of a horse. And I purchased them for myself. I like to buy Irene stuff because even though she's a friend, I don't know. I love buying stuff from people that you actually know.
And you do talk about that. Speaking of your sense of occasion, you do talk about with that with things you buy. You're like, no, actually, yeah. I've earned that. I want that. I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, that's right. What are you going to do with it? You got to reward yourself.
You're gonna not going to stick it in a box.
No.
When I've been, because you obviously started working with Carla Welch and you have been distinguished for your style over the past few years. What's been like your highlight reel?
Okay, so there was a Wes Gordon for Carolina Herrera dress that I wore that was silver sequins with a huge puff sleeve, which is really all I care about. It was really beautiful and like a cutout back. And I did this sort of, you know, I don't know, loved it. Loved that dress. I loved my Prada Neon Ocean's 8 dress more than anything.
It was fluoro, like a marker.
It was like, yeah, Sandy Bullock was like, you literally look like a highlighter. I mean, it looks great, but you look like a highlighter.
He said, I am a highlighter.
Yeah. I am a highlighter. That stands out as a highlight for me. I wore something actually. I wore Calvin Klein. I wore Raph for the post premiere in DC, that Meryl Streep, Spielberg, Tom Hanks movie where I play Tom Hanks' wife. And it had this high neck and it was like waxed and it was this beautiful blue coat that I wore. I loved that. And gosh, there's just been so many things. I love the pink Valentino that I wore to the Ocean's 8 London premiere, sort of scalloped thing.
You're good in volume. Controlled volume.
I like volume. I liked a controlled volume. Yeah.
That could be your autobiography. Controlled volume. The Sarah Paulson story. You know, it's funny because it's true.
I know it's funny because it's totally true.
The glorious Tommy Dorfman started early with her first fashion splurge. It was in a department store.
Oh, my God. Versace jeans. button down. Freshman year of high school.
Come on. Come on. How, what sort of cut were the jeans?
Or wraps him in shorts as well. Like 2 months later, I learned about Raph and I bought Raph and I got Raph.
Raph Schmath, go back to the Versace. How, what was the cut?
It was like a button down shirt. It was like a men's dress shirt and it had the Versace logo as really thin pinstripes. And I bought it oversized and I would wear it over my like skinny Subi jeans.
My people, what was your last fashion splurge or fashion thing you acquired that just delighted you?
I mean, this dress I love, and it was a splurge for me.
It's a Prada Pinny, by the way, everybody.
I'm a big Raph stan, and I'm a big fashion like history buff, and so this is like Raph Prada, obviously. But when Raph launched women's, I was like, I can't afford to collect art right now, or probably ever, because art's just so expensive, and I'm less interested in that. I mean, I love art, but I love fashion. I really struggled getting rid of stuff, and I was like, okay, I'm gonna focus my hoarding efforts on archiving Raph women's wear. Raph launched women's when I transitioned. It's clearly it was planned. So I have been splurging on collecting Ralph Women's. I have like a couple skirts that I'm just obsessed with, a couple dresses, two knits from this first season. And I will be going to Dover Street Market in a couple weeks and probably getting some of the second season. Yeah, that's my fashion splurge.
For Reese Witherspoon, her first fashion passion shaped her attitude to life.
Let me see. Fashion splurges. I bought myself some Chanel sandals the other day, and I was very, very proud of myself. They're really cute.
Color?
They're black with the gold chains. They're really cute. There was a couple of things on the InStyle shoot that I was like, I need that. This is really cute. There was a beautiful Dolce & Gabbana bustier that I was like, ooh, I don't know where I'd rock that, but that was really cute.
That might be the cover, maybe, because I saw that shot of you in that, and it's a vibe, as the kids would say. Hang on, what was the first fashion thing you bought that you made you, that you were like, oh, I'm cute?
Oh, Lord. I was obsessed with Betsy Johnson in the 90s, and I would go into Betsy Johnson, and I would just spend hours looking at her fabrics and the colors, and I was obsessed with Betsy Johnson, and then her perfume. I was like, oh, this is smells like angels. It just smells like angels. And I would just spray it all over myself. And I love.
I've got another idea for you because you don't have enough ideas and you don't do anything all day. So Draper James, Betsy Johnson collaboration. Come on.
I mean, I just want to do a whole documentary about Betsy Johnson and her vibe and the way she sees the world. The older I get, I just think, make a mark, say something, be something specific, laugh out loud, show your joy to the world, wear a crazy costume, buy the Chanel shoes, you know, and wear them.
Yeah, do a cartwheel.
You get one life. Be kooky. Be a little kooky.
I first met Joey King about 4 years ago when she was just 17. Since then, she's been nominated for an Emmy and a Golden Globe.
I want to talk a little bit about fashion because I think one of the... When we sort of met each other, we didn't see each other for a little bit. And then you came to one of our badass women dinners.
Yeah.
And this sexy ass outfit. Do you remember? It was black.
Oh, I remember.
It was cut.
My boobies were out.
Tell me about that. Tell me when sometimes you wanted to just drive it like you stole it, fashion-wise.
I knew nothing about fashion. I had no taste whatsoever. You know how I said we bought $5 movies at Walmart? We also did the same thing with clothes. And then one of my best friends slash like brother slash my now stylist, Jared Ang, took me aside at my sister Hunter's 21st birthday party. And he was like, listen, your style is terrible. And I was like, what? And he was like, as your friend who loves you so much, we need to do something about this. And so he started styling me. And it's the most perfect arrangement because we are so close that it's comfortable to argue with each other about what I want to wear. He loves to give younger fashion brands like a chance. And we've just been having so much fun.
Okay. First and last fashion splurge.
When I was, this is not my own splurge, but this was like my first fashion, like, huh, moment. When I was 13 years old, it was when I was first allowed to wear little heels when I turned 13. It was like my mom's rule. You can't wear heels until you're a teenager. And even then they have to be low heels. So for my wrap present on White House Down, Roland Emmerich bought me my first pair of Louboutins.
Baby's first Louboutins, we all
and they still fit me because my feet didn't ever grow because I'm super short. Yay!
Were they sparkly?
No, they were these, they're so tasteful. They're these beautiful Louboutins. Thank you, Roland. It's such a sweet gift. And my last splurge was I bought my sister a really awesome present earlier this year. I bought her a Christian Dior bag because I love her.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Welcome back to Ladies First with me, Laura Brown. In this episode, we're revisiting some of the first fashion splurges made by some of my favorite guests. For Judith Light, what she wore was always so much more about clothes.
Okay, first fashion splurge. First thing you bought when you were like, ooh, I got it.
It wasn't a splurge. And it, God, it makes me emotional. My mother was a woman's wear buyer. In this lovely little store in when I was growing up called the Ship Shop. It was in Jersey. It wasn't really high end. My mother had, she was remarkable and brilliant and amazing. And she had this very ribald sense of humor, which I adored. Right. And she never let me buy my own clothes.
Oh, for better or for worse.
And thank you very much, because her taste was somewhat strange sometimes, but other times it was just amazing. So I never bought my own clothes until I was about 26 or 27
years old. Oh my God.
No. I still have the first blouse that I bought.
So what was that?
It was in a little shop in New York next to the apartment that I was living in on East 51st Street. And it's just God awful and dreadful. And I've kept it. It had the strangest colors in it. And it had this big pussycat bow.
Ooh, I like
and it
that.
Was just, well.
Well, when diligently applied.
When diligently applied and not politically applied, which is another story. But anyway, it was the first time I took ownership of myself. And it was just, it still fills me with emotion. It was very hard for my mother because we had a huge argument about it. Because I said, you cannot, you've got to let me go. You've got to let me do this. Let me go. Right. And she didn't stop. I mean, she still bought me stuff. But it was a terrible blouse. And of course she thought it was terrible and she was critical of it. Right. But for me, it was a difficult transition in our relating that when she, the last 5 months of her life, when she was in the process of dying, we healed our relationship and we talked a lot about that, her not letting me go. It's a much more lengthy dialogue with you and a much more lengthy place to go, but it might be a really interesting piece for the magazine to talk about women and their mothers and their fashion and their stories about their clothing.
What and it could be called What My Mother Did to Me.
or how my mother dressed me. I remember when I was really little and she used to change my clothes constantly during the day. I remember being little and saying to her, no more, mommy, no more.
Right.
So, it's like there is a healthy, generous part of it. And there's also a very complicated, complex part of
controlling
it.
Part of
it. Yes.
Because you are one of the few women who could convincingly wear two Tony Awards as earrings. And you have the most freaking fantastic style on the carpet that is red or off it. How do you start to develop that?
That comes with the thing about being present and being grateful. Yes. And if you're going to get on the carpet, if you're going to spend all that time working with a wonderful stylist and your wonderful hair and makeup people, you get out there and you give it.
There's nothing like you stole it.
Right. I've said this many times. There's nothing to get in life. There's only what you give. You're going to get out there and give, you're going to make it fun for everybody. You're going to make it joyful for everybody and yourself, or you're going to be a misery dog. It's like, I hate this. I don't want to be here. It's
misery
like
dog.
And we also remember I used to be really heavy. And so when I can fit into things that I find that are beautiful, and for many, many years, when I started buying my own clothes after this, I was like, I was buying gold lamé. And my manager, who has since passed, Herb Hampshire, said to me, no more gold lamé. We are not doing gold lamé anymore. I don't know. I'm like a magpie. It was like sparkly, but I had to be trained and I had to listen. And Jack Yayton, who was my stylist for many, many years, we started working together when I was nominated for the first Tony. And he looked at me and he said, oh my God, it's Judy from Jersey. He said, you can't wear things like that. And he started to educate me. And it wasn't just the name brands of people right. like that we were wearing, but yeah. also I was trained by him. So I started wearing Darling Michael Carl at Hermes and, mm-hmm. and I've worn Christian Siriano and Zach Posen right. and right. all, you know, a lot of people who were and Michael Kors, people yeah. who were very generous to me. But I started looking at what is the subtlety
right.
of what you're trying to project. Why right. why do you have to get out there and wear gold lamé that, you know, says, look at me.
Everything.
Exactly. So anyway, so there has been a real process of training and appreciation right. for the people who have trained me.
Cindy Crawford told me about her first fashion splurge that she wore to a high school prom. I mean, imagine her just walking in.
I think it was a Calvin Klein dress that I saw in Vogue and I wore it. It was black sheath dress, backless, and I wore it to my high school prom and everyone else was wearing like gunny sacks. But I had just started modeling, so already my shift in what was style, like I already had graduated a little bit from like the gunny sacks and it was so cool. And I wish I somehow that dress got lost in one of my moves, but I love that dress.
When you walked in to that reunion in a Calvin Klein dress, and they must have just all wanted to give you the finger, sister.
Probably. I liked it. It was totally backless. You couldn't wear a bra with it. Had shoulder pads, but other than that, it was just like this straight line. And actually, Arthur Elgort shot it for Vogue, and it was, you know, he shot it from the back with the girl. I just loved it, and I tracked. It was like the first time I like called different department stores to find, you know, where in the back of the magazine says where to find. And I was able to find it. Yeah, that was it. I think it was $700.
Do you have an archive? I assume you do, right? Of stuff?
I do have an archive. Unfortunately, there was more I should have kept. I didn't really understand that. Like I had a lot of Alaya that, but the Alaya stuff, a lot of the knit stuff doesn't really weather well anyway. There are things that I somehow a Thierry Mugler dress went missing that I also adored. It was like a black velvet, simple, chic, like you could wear it today, but I don't know where that went, but I do have some.
How much Versace is in your home?
I probably have like at least 10 gowns here, but a lot of times, as you know, you just wear it and then you give it back. And also, you know, you're not wearing it again and they know you're not wearing it again. The one that I'm mad about is I wore a red Versace dress the first time I went to the Academy Awards and Anna Wintour asked for it for when she did like an Amphar auction and I gave it, but I should have bid on it and just bought it back and I didn't. And that is one of my regrets.
Who's got it?
Regrets.
Who's got it? Let's mug them.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, but I can't imagine you whipping out to the farmer's market in your Versace.
No.
Before talking, you know, big spenders, I chatted to fellow Aussie and my mate of more than 20 years, Rose Byrne, about missing the red carpet.
I love fashion. I love dressing up. But I think it's good to have a break though, isn't it? Because there's a certain kind of fatigue with that stuff. So it's nice to reset a little bit.
Do you feel that you've got to sort of take yourself and times it by two or anything? Or like
when you're on the red carpet?
Yeah, do you have to be like, okay, I would actually be happy in like a shirt, but I've got to put on a pink number.
Everyone's so different, right? I know Glenn Close is always like, I just want to wear my pajamas. And I get it. Like, I get it. But I do have always loved dressing up. And there is a creativity to it. And particularly when you're working with a stylist. And it can be really fun. And I try to not take it too seriously and try to just wear, you know, try and go for it. And within reason, obviously. But a good thing to do, if you ever feel like you're overdressed, just like go to look at like the Grammys red carpet. You know what I mean? And then you're like, I look totally normal. Look at this guy. He's got like a, you know, a goose on his head and he just
a live bird. And you're like, I'm just, and then when somebody shows up on that red carpet in just a classic ball gown, you're like, loser. What were you like when you can go out again? What do you miss wearing? What would you like to wear?
I mean, I'd love to wear some, just like a great sexy cocktail dress. Oh, fantastic. Put yourself together, flick your hair, as you say, like, yeah.
Get your back out.
That was what the shame of when we were supposed to be promoting Mrs. America, right. Not being able to do that all together would have been really fun. Because it were great groups of women. And the same with bridesmaids. I was so lucky because both times the groups of women were just brilliant. Like, just brilliant. Not a bad apple. Just brilliant.
Okay. First and last fashion splurge.
Oh, first and last. Wait, you mean like...
Like the first fashion thing you ever bought that made you feel like, oh, I'm fancy. And the last thing that...
I remember buying like this maroon leather little like very early 2000s square Miu Miu purse with like a maroon strap with studs on it, that kind of great thing they do of like the hard with the soft, whatever. So it was Miu Miu, you know, and I was not by any means rolling in cash, so that was definitely a splurge. And then the last splurge I did, I haven't done that much shopping because where am I going?
But you didn't like have a wine and get a Net-a-Porter, start crying and buy a
you want to know shoe? That I've done. That I've definitely done. I've been splurging more on like skincare. You know, I've been like going crazy. Like I have splurged a bit. I bought a bunch of like Tammy Fender, beautiful like organic products that I like. And but in terms of clothes, I did get a Vilshenko dress on sale.
You've always been good at buying a dress.
It's true. It's true. It's a talent.
Selma Hayek's first big fashion moment also went back to her high school days.
You know, I remember my first Chanel attire that my mom got me. I was young. Oh, wait, my quinceañera dress.
Oh, go on. Describe.
It was not like the regular quinceañera dress. It was like the top designer in Mexico at the time. We had it done in Mexico City, and it was pink, but not too pale. And it was beautiful. It was like a wedding, but it was not too...
Not too froofy.
No, it was actually really cool.
Do you still have that anywhere?
No, I don't know. No, I don't think so.
It could be like, Valentina.
I know, I wish. Oh, how I wish I had it.
So she's going to have one in, what, 2 years, yeah?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Tell me first.
Actually, if you think about it in a year, because she's going to become 14 this year, so.
What would be your ideal quinceañera for her?
I don't even dare to go there, Laura. Do you have any teenage girls? You think you're going to make a 15-year-old girl of today wear what you want? I let her be creative and be herself and find her own.
Amongst talking about building her business and doing knife training, no, really, you should listen to the interview, Jessica Alba chatted about some of her most important fashion purchases.
It sounds bougier than it is, but I lived at the Four Seasons in Vancouver, which was like more like the Two Seasons back in the day. In the early 2000s, they have since renovated it.
Which is summer and winter.
And there's a mall attached to it called Holt Renfrew. And I've never lived in a place that was so icy, like icy rain, sideways icy rain. And I was always so cold. And I only had really like a little bit of sunlight because I worked nights. Just, I was so cold. And I bought this like $1,000 cashmere gold flex cow neck sweater thing, and I wore that thing to death. I think it's still in storage, and it was like so expensive, and I saved up my per diems, and I bought this. So yeah, my first splurges were saving up per diems, and my next one was in Malaysia. I bought like a Prada resort, some sandals and a bag, and I saved up my per diems for that too.
Of all people I know, you have the most silky separates.
Oh, I'm wearing one. Yeah.
Yeah. How many silky separates do you have?
So many. So many. You know, because I just want to feel like I'm in my pajamas, basically.
You're my silkiest friend.
You're my most flowery boho friend. You're always in like layers of like feminine, floral, like bright colors, like nice colors and florals and feminine and boho.
Which is weird because I'm not really boho at all. I don't know.
You are a damn liar. You are.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas may have been jet-lagged to within an inch of her life when we caught up, but she can always find the energy to talk about style.
I enjoy dressing up for an occasion, like most people do, but that's not my career. My job is not red carpets and photo shoots, and my job is being an actor, and it's being on set, and it's being a vessel for art, you know, being a vessel to be able to tell stories and move people. When people watch my work, hopefully it makes them feel something. And that's, to me, that's the essence of what I do. I'm an entertainer. Everything else is the fringe, is like fun. You can choose to do it. You don't necessarily have to. It doesn't really define, you know, the work that I will end up doing. So I made that bifurcation very early in my life, that it was, you know, the glitz and the glamour and the sparkle and the glitter. All that's great, but eventually as an artist, that doesn't define you. It's the next job, and it's how much you move someone with the work that you do.
And sometimes, just to continue this metaphor, it's good to unzip the glitz and glamour and throw it on the bathroom floor.
I do, very often, honestly. I love a carpet for a second. I really don't take them very seriously when I go on a red carpet. I have a great time. I love meeting friends and colleagues and people that you haven't met for a really long time, because you don't end up meeting people very much after you've finished a movie, you know, unless you've like really...
No, you go...
Yeah, everyone goes on into their new lives. So I enjoy carpets tremendously. I always try and wear something I'm comfortable in. Fun, I always carry a change of shoes because I know that's going to get uncomfortable.
Do you little flat ones?
Yeah, I do.
What are they? Are they like little slippers?
I have different ones for every dress so that they match. Whenever I wear a dress, I wear a matching pair of flats. I mean, I take one with me. Pro move.
This precision. Chopra-like precision. Okay, first and most recent, but we'll go with first. First fashion splurge. First thing you bought that you were like, ooh.
First fashion splurge. I think, and this was many years ago, but I think I bought a... very original, but red Valentino bag, which was so expensive for me at that time. And I was just like, I'd finished this movie and I'd got this big paycheck. And I was like, and this is 2001 or something like that. And it meant a lot for me. To me, I had that bag for almost 15 years. Still have it.
Do you have the archives or something yet? Are you at archive stage?
No, I'm in storage stage.
That's when you just bullshit and you say your storage is your archive. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Yes, yes, yes. My storage is my archive.
Learn from me. This is like, I think half the actors I talk to, yes, I have archives. Oh. It's like, this is a freaking self-storage facility.
All my shit is in storage. I have no idea where anything is, but I know it's all there because I'm a hoarder and I don't like throwing anything.
What have been some of the favorite things that you've worn?
Oh, I've worn some amazing, you know, I've had the good fortune of wearing some incredible designers, but one of my favorite outfits that I've worn has been my red Jason Wu Emmy outfit. It was blood red. And I felt like the, you know, the dancing emoji.
Yeah.
And that's what all I did in the carpet. I was just like, woo, having the best time. And it was amazing. I was in a really great mood. You know, the show had done really well. And I was just meeting people I knew and having a great time. And it reflected. There was once I wore this amazing black Ritu Kumar sari, I think, as well. I think it was at the Marrakesh Film Festival. And it was just exquisite craftsmanship. And I love clothes.
Yeah, the red dress. I remember the night a lot of people were going, it was really odd. Priyanka just kept walking around going, woo!
Yeah, really odd.
She wouldn't put her arm down the whole time.
That's just like, woo!
Come on, I've got more content for you. Please make yourself into an emoji. Someone will make you an emoji. Come on.
That's so funny. I'm sure it's already out there.
This has been Ladies First with Laura Brown. We can be found on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to follow us so you don't miss an episode. And we love your feedback. If you could please rate us and leave us a review. Oh, we'd love it. Thanks to our production team at Pod People, Rachel King, Matt Sav, Sam Walker, Danielle Roth, Anne Kane and Andy Bosnak. And thanks for Brian Anstey, Molly Stout and Hayley Mason at InStyle. You can find out more at InStyle.com. Find us on Instagram at InStyle Magazine, on Twitter at InStyle, and you can find me on Insta and Twitter at LauraBrand99.